Last month, an earthquake killed more than 290 people in central Italy and left several small towns in ruins. Thousands are still homeless. The focus is now on helping them and on rebuilding. At the same time, though, a unique rescue effort is underway to recover the history that's buried in the rubble, things like paintings and artifacts that date back centuries. Elisabetta Brunas is leading that effort. She's with Italy's Ministry of Culture. We reached her in Amatrice, one of the towns hit hardest by the quake.
In Amatrice, a lot of buildings came down, really came down. Churches, they have no roof anymore, and that's why we're working there and try just to rescue all the, let's say, historical artifacts that we can find and all the paintings and all what means culture for us.
What is the task? What are you confronted with in Amatrice, and how will you approach it?
Well, the task we have, let's say the restorers, what we have to do is to rescue the artifacts. So that means that you have just to pack them, to find all the pieces together, and to try to save them, you know. Mainly we found a lot of paintings, you have a lot of frescoes, so mural paintings, but at that time we cannot rescue them at the moment. And what we are rescuing, what we are doing, we're working on oil paintings, paintings on canvas. So you have even statues and processional crosses, altar, candlesticks, all what is part, you know, of a church, let's say.
Is this all in a warehouse somewhere? Are you cataloging it? Or are you actually doing the restoration work?
No, we are not. We cannot do the restoration work. At the moment, we have to rescue them because we have a lot of objects, you know. So you have just to pick them, to rack them, to pack them, and to bring them to a deposit. And of course, the first thing is that you have firefighters, they take out from the church or from the building, which is not in good conditions. They take out all this stuff, all these objects, and make a picture of them. You make a small record of them, a very quick record, and you just wrap them in a correct way, of course, trying to find all the pieces together.
So you said firefighters. Are they specially trained firefighters?
Yes. Well, they know how to get into those buildings, you know, how to get inside and not to die. That's a problem because most of the buildings there, they have no roof anymore. And you have all the walls which are open, you see. It's really very dangerous. I can't get inside. I can't.
Do you train them how to handle the artwork?
We have to tell them what they have to pick up, you know, because we have an art historian with us, and the art historian just tells them what they have to pick up. Because, of course, you have a lot of things, you know, which are not, let's say, important from an historical point of view. And we have even the carabinieri with us, because they have to check, you know, that everything is there, and they have to notice, you know, at the end of the day, what we have been taking, because otherwise things could disappear, let's say, unfortunately.
How old are these objects?
Well, the last day we took things from the 16th century, 16th, 18th century, or even before, you know. Some of them are from the 13th century. We just took church bells yesterday, and those church bells were from a church, let's say, dating from the 16th century.
What do you most want the public to understand about what you're doing?
Well, that those things, you know, are very important for the people there. Very, very important because we have old people and people, you know, that was living there because now those small towns are close to the people. They can't stay there. But they try to approach us and say, try to save this, I don't know, this saint or this, you know, this special Madonna or this special because, you know, they just say they need them. You know, all those objects have a very special meaning for that people. Some people lost everything. So they only have, you know, those things that are part of their life. So some of them are simply lost. The aim is to try to recover the most we can.
Elisabetta Brunas is a conservation specialist with Italy's Ministry of Culture. She's in Amatrice, one of the towns left in ruins by last month's earthquake in central Italy.